The Florida Senate is moving its version of a plan allowing college athletes to receive pay for their name, image, and likeness. Florida is trying to follow California, which passed a law allowing student athletes to earn money from endorsements. I'm Blaze Ganey. Senator Debbie Mayfield says it was her son who convinced her to file legislation allowing college athletes to be paid.
He said their body is beaten down during these sports times, so they should be able to earn some money while they're at the height of their career.
Under the proposal, student athletes would be allowed to be paid to appear in advertisement for businesses. The move could be profitable for players who receive national and sometimes worldwide recognition. Those who would want to enter into a contract with a private business would have to follow a few rules.
The student athlete may not enter into a contract that violates provisions of the team's contract. The team must disclose each potential conflict with the athlete and their representation. The student athlete must disclose any contracts they are part of to the university.
That's the so-called morality clause. The House is considering adding similar language to its proposals. Mayfield believes student athletes deserve the freedom to make money like any other person.
When you look at the fact that the universities are making millions off of these student athletes on their ability, and yes, they're getting a scholarship, and yes, they're getting housing and room and board, but at the same time, they're working their tails off, and they're getting their heads banged.
Mayfield's bill means players like Kyle Trask, the starting quarterback for the University of Florida, could make money to appear in Gatorade commercials, but may have to transfer if he wants to work with Powerade. But the Florida legislature isn't the body that's been standing in front of the decision on whether student athletes are paid. It's the NCAA. Tampa Senator Janet Cruz questioned if the law would jeopardize universities' compliance with the oversight body.
I wondered if you could speak to the NCAA's position on this, specifically that their board voted to let student athletes be paid for the endorsements, but after California passed a similar legislation to this, the NCAA warned California that schools could be blocked from intercollegiate events if the law provides an unfair recruiting advantage for their state schools. So I wondered if you could address that for me.
Thank you, Senator Cruz. And you know, this part of this bill is to push the NCAA to make those rules and those decisions. It's my understanding that there would be really difficult for them to block the state of Florida out from participating, since it's a pretty big state, and the universities brings a lot of money in as well.
Mayfield also says Florida isn't alone, and if more states join, it could strengthen the push.
They will be coming in January, from what I understand, to address those rules. And our thought is the more states that pass this type of legislation, it's going to force them to make those decisions.
Mayfield is working with Lighthouse Point Republican Representative Chip LaMarca on the legislation. The bill has two more stops in the Senate, and the House version has its last committee stop Wednesday.